You've got a little something on your face. July 10th, 2007, for unused. This is Mordillo. Whatever it is that you are right now, friends, family, and co-workers have all noticed that you have a little something on your face. While most are too polite to say anything to you directly, they are crass enough to talk to each other about it once you leave the room. A select few are willing to be interviewed, thus allowing the entire world to read about your embarrassing lunch-based gaffe. I feel kind of bad for you, what with everybody laughing at you behind your back and all. They have rechristened you Food Face, said your friend who wishes to remain anonymous. It's been there for a while. I can't stop staring at it. I think it's a small chunk of beef, but most everyone else seems to think it's a piece of vegetable of some kind. We've got a betting pool going. I took most of the meat time squares, like hamburger, steak, sausage and the like. The spot of food inside of your eyes became attached to your face when you ate a meal, or perhaps a snack between meals. If you even believe that the mote got stuck right there when you paused during a meal for a mid-meal snack. Going by how often you check yourself out in the mirror, we are sure that you have noticed it by now, said another source known only as Harry W. The last time we were in the same room together, I kept making that you got something stuck to your face motion, but nothing, absolutely nothing. You just stared back at me with a dopey and confused look on your face. So damn frustrating. Off the record, Larry W. admitted that he thinks that you aren't at all that smart, or as he put it, there's a few something short of something else. Larry W. also apologized for his lack of skill at spontaneously coming up with a suitable something, and his poor choice of a something else. In short, Mr. W. is completely incompetent at creating analogies. Needless to say, he carries the burden of the room temperature IQ. Hey, let's not gloss over this, you've got a food on your face thing, Larry W. interrupted. Most people hope that someone will eventually tell you that there is food on your face, as it is proving to be detrimental to your conversation. Virtually, all of the people with whom you have chatted have spent the entire conversation trying to identify exactly what kind of food it is. It's corn. Sweet corn, actually, admitted another anonymous source, going by the codename of Mum. She says that it's sweet corn or Zia Mezva Rugosa, because that is what she served for dinner last night. The whole family thought it was nummy. Update. Anonymous sources say that there is also what appears to be a blob of ketchup on your chin and a part of an onion ring in your hair. These sightings are, as of this printing, unconfirmed.